Marcus Fifth sat at his desk trying not to notice a pair of narrow eyes staring at him from outside his classroom through a slat in one of the windows. All around him, 12-year-olds and their parents shuffled into the cramped classroom for Exodus School's last day before summer vacation, fanning the Nevada heat from their faces. His sister Ellie sat across from him, lost in the latest Helena Hex witch hunter novel, or whatever new fantasy book she had managed to scrounge up. Her book choices didn't do much to stop the rumors about their family. The two chairs to either side of Marcus and Ellie remained empty. Marcus slouched over his desk, pulled out his cell phone, and started thumbing a text message. Ellie was clearly zoned out to the commotion in the room, or the stranger watching them. She scowled over her book spine, however, when her phone vibrated twice in the bag on her lap.
"What?" Ellie asked. "You realize I'm sitting across from you, right? How'd you even know it was me?" "Because you're the only one who ever texts me."
Marcus lowered his voice.
"Read it."
Ellie grabbed her phone and scanned the message. Her head darted toward the window.
"Could you be any more obvious?" Marcus hissed. "Very funny. You made me look for some make-believe weirdo."
Ellie kicked him under the table before returning to her book.
"Happy?"
Marcus glanced back up at the window and sighed. Sure enough, the stranger had vanished. Marcus wanted to explain himself, to let Ellie know it wasn't a prank. But when he tried to remember exactly what he saw, how to describe it, his head began to hurt, and his mind felt cloudy. All he could do was picture the stranger's penetrating jade eyes. He felt like an idiot. He would need more detail than that if he were to alert an adult.
The jade eyes had disappeared, like magic.
That was all Marcus could think to say. He chuckled. Of course, he couldn't word it that way. Marcus and Ellie weren't allowed to make fun of magic. Despite trying to distract himself, Marcus found himself observing the other kids leading their parents to their seats. He had hoped to avoid this. Now he couldn't help but imagine what they were feeling, or what they were thinking. He didn't want to care. Mr. Diddley, Marcus and Ellie's teacher, had just walked up to their cluster of desks. He was a wide, squatty man with gray hair and a thick mustache. Underneath his tweed sports coat, his girth tested the blue and red suspenders that held up his worn khaki pants. He squinted at the empty desks next to Marcus and Ellie.
"Marcus,"
Mr. Diddley said, the whininess draining any authority from his voice. He removed a pen and a notepad from behind his shirt pocket protector and examined a checklist. Marcus was busy sending another text message.
"You told your grandparents about the year-end review tonight, didn't you?"
"Huh?" Marcus tilted his head, his eyes never leaving his cell phone. Ellie nudged him sharply, drawing his attention to Diddley's growing impatience.
Yeah, Mr. Diddley,"
Marcus said mechanically.
"I'm sure they'll be here soon. They're probably just closing up the shop."
The last word hung in the air, leaving the room a little quieter.
"Good. I have a number of things I'd like to address with them."
Mr. Diddley's eyes fell on Marcus's phone. Marcus had moved on to Alex Slider's latest app recommendation, so he didn't notice Mr. Diddley's disapproving glare.
"You should be more careful, Marcus,"
Ellie said, setting her book on the desk.
"You know how Mr. Diddley gets when you ignore him."
"But I paid attention,"
Marcus said.
"Besides, he didn't do any—"
Before he could finish, Mr. Diddley yanked the phone from his hand with surprising quickness, his arm striking like a fat snake in a tweed sleeve.
"What the—"
Marcus shot up out of his chair and spun around, fists clenched. Before he could realize who had actually taken his phone, Marcus was sure it was John Rackham. Marcus wasn't the most popular kid in school. His family situation had been the cause of more than a little teasing. His grandparents' weird shop didn't help his reputation much either.
"Typical bully behavior,"
Marcus thought. He wasn't sure what had happened, but he was sure of one thing. No one was stealing his phone. Anger boiled to rage as Marcus realized who the real thief was. It infuriated him, but there was nothing he could do. Marcus watched Mr. Diddley strut away with cell phone wagging in his hand. He set it on his desk with a single mocking pat before sitting in his desk chair, an old recliner that he had brought from home. Still on his feet, knuckles white, Marcus oozed resentment. He glared at Mr. Diddley's yellow-toothed smile and thought how he'd like to shove a toothbrush in his mouth and teach him how to use it.
"Sit down," Ellie tugged on his arm. "I'm sure you'll give it back after our meeting."
Marcus sunk back down into his chair and slapped his desk. If Mr. Diddley noticed, he showed no sign of it. Evidently, when he set up the classroom projector, he put all of his focus into it. "Psst," a short blonde girl said from behind him. When Marcus turned around, she eyed the empty chairs near Marcus and Ellie.
"Running out of family to bring to these things?"
Marcus heard a smattering of snickers from the other kids and felt the heat rise in his face.
"Shut it, Elizabeth,"
whispered Marcus, and then he glanced over at the folks across from her.
"Your good looks must have scared my family away."
Elizabeth Stratton was the most popular girl in school, and the most vain. He knew that raising any question about her unfailing beauty would send her into a rage. He had hoped so, anyway. Instantly, Elizabeth bolted to her feet. The sudden movement startled Marcus.
"When I'm done with you, meathead, you'll wish you had my family's good looks."
Elizabeth raised her arms and cat-like claws at the ready. Elizabeth's father whirled around.
"What's wrong, Lizzie?"
Even with a man sitting, Marcus could tell he was tall and athletic, like he had had more time to spend in the gym than the average working man. Marcus didn't care how big her father was and left his seat anyway.
"That'll be quite enough, Marcus,"
a gentle-metered voice said. An older gentleman had just walked in wearing dark jeans and a collared shirt, and a sports coat around his portly frame, his blue eyes fixed on Elizabeth's father. Marcus made no argument, nor did he turn around before he sat down at his desk and mumbled a half-hearted apology to Elizabeth.